You know, the gospel came to our family really with my great-grandfather. He was a chief. His Indian name was Split the Skies. He was a leader for many, many, many years among our people on the Six Nation Reservation in Canada. Sago, Skinagoga, welcome to the Storyteller. From the deserts of the Southwest to the frozen tundra of the North, and all across this great land there are stories, true stories of First Nations people whose lives have been changed forever, who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Join us now as we listen to The Storyteller. I'm Tom Claus, a Mohawk Indian from the Six Nation Reservation near Brantford, Ontario, Canada. I belong to the Turtle Clan. When I was just a babe of 1 year old, my mother was getting ready for an Indian celebration that we have every New Year's morning. And that's when our Indian people go from house to house, and you can hear them coming. A lot of young people would be standing on the running board of the car, and they would be coming along the road from one house to another, and they would be yelling out, "New Year, New Year," and that meant New Year in our Indian language. And so when they were coming, you had to be prepared. You had to have a treat for them. And so my mother made cookies, and she would make pie and cake, and they could have their choice of what they wanted. And so while she was cooking that New Year's Day, she heard the radio that was on a little shelf in the kitchen where she was working. And that radio carried a wonderful gospel program. Every Sunday, for 17 hours on that station, would be Christian programs. But on this day, they were making special announcements about this special broadcast. And they were saying, tonight, from 11 to 12, there was going to be a watch night service, and there was going to be music by a choir, and that there was going to be special groups. There was going to be a trumpeter from the Marine Band and a lot of wonderful things. And then there would be a message by Dr. Churchill, who pastored the church where this broadcast was coming from. And so my mother asked my dad, "Will it be all right to keep the family up for this New Year's watch night service?" And my dad said yes. And so my mother, my dad, my oldest sister, and then my sister between Dorothy and I was all sitting there in the living room. And we heard the music, and it was thrilling and it was exciting. And then after the music, Dr. Churchill got up and he brought a message. And in that message that was just a few minutes, he told about how he could be set free from sin. He told how we could be forgiven from our sins. And he told how our life could be made clean from all our sins. And it was such a piercing, convicting message that when he gave the invitation at the end, he said, "Wherever you are, if you're at home, you can get up from your chair and kneel down. Or you can get out of bed and kneel beside your bed. Or if you're driving your car and you're listening to the radio, you can drive alongside and park. And there you can pray. Wherever you are, you can pray. And you can ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you of your sins and to come into your heart by trusting in his finished work on the cross. And so, that night, in our little Indian home, my two sisters got up from where they were sitting, and they knelt down beside their chair, and they cried like babies. They were crying because they knew they had sinned. As small as they were, my oldest sister was 7 years old, my younger sister was 3 and a half, and I was just a babe in my mother's arms. But there in that little Indian home that night, when my two sisters knelt down, that really spoke to my mother and dad. They wanted to kneel down, but they didn't. But when they saw them, they quickly got on their knees and they cried out, and they prayed too. And that night, at midnight, on New Year's Eve, our family, except for myself, trusted in Jesus Christ as their Savior. A few years later, when I was a teenager, 14 years old, on March 15, 1948, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And so I thank God for that New Year's Eve night when our family, my mother, my dad, my two sisters, established a Christian home by trusting in Jesus. What a wonderful home it was to be brought up in, where we sang and we read the Bible and we rejoiced in the goodness of God for us. You know, when I was a boy at home, my dad was always an early riser, long before sunrise. He would be downstairs, and I would listen as a boy when I woke up some of these mornings, and I would hear him as he was singing a song. I knew he had read the Bible, and I knew he had his devotional time of prayer. But at the end, many times, not every morning, but many mornings, he would sing. And this is what I call my dad's song. Because in this song, it is a prayer. And so I will sing for you one verse in Mohawk and one verse in English. Jat ka to ji ne song wa we ne yo kwe di yo se ne ya ka we yo se yo se ska ni go la di go. In English it says, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, ah, whither shall I go? There's no other place to go, dear friend, but to the Lord. He said in John 14:6, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. If you want to know the way today, come to Jesus. If you want to know the truth, he has the truth. In our Indian language, the word for God is Rawaniyu, and it says literally, he speaks truth. And so he is the truth. And if you want life, you come to him today. You know, the gospel came to our family really with my great-grandfather. He was a chief. His Indian name was Split the Skies. He was a leader for many, many, many years among our people on the Six Nation Reservation in Canada. His English name was Adam Thomas. But you know, when he trusted Christ, that brought the gospel into our family. He became not only a leader in the community, but in the little Baptist church on the reservation. And from that moment on, God was faithful to our family. My grandfather, the second generation, he was a strong Christian in that very same church, and both my great-grandfather and my grandfather were buried there in the church cemetery. And then my father was a Christian and loved the Lord and brought me up around the Word and brought me up in church. I remember my dad, whenever we would go to church in the wintertime, he would always put in a shovel and he would put in a bucket of ashes in case we got stuck in the snow and ice. He was faithful to the Lord. And I can remember how that God called me to preach and how God brought my family into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And for these four generations, how God has worked. And now I look to the future and I see my son carrying on the work of the gospel, and my grandsons and my great-grandson. Oh, how wonderful it is to know that from generation to generation, God is faithful. And oh, I pray today that you and your family, maybe you're the first generation, but you can start that carry through on generation after generation of your family coming to know Christ as your Savior. Oh, today. Today is a good time to begin a new life. Right now, you can open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in Him as your personal Savior. He paid the price for your salvation. There's nothing you can do. There's no work you can do to earn salvation. There's no other way to the Savior except through simple faith. Right now, where you are, you can open your heart and say, Lord Jesus, I do trust, I do believe, I do accept you now as my personal Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse my heart. I accept you and believe in you and want you to come into my life right now. Amen.
If you have any questions or comments about what you've heard, or if you have a story to tell, we'd enjoy hearing from you. Our mailing address is The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. That's The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. Or you can phone us toll-free at 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. You can also visit us on the internet at withoutreservation.com. Thanks for listening.